You're listening to episode 303 of the Peer Advantage Podcast, helping you leverage the power of others. My name is Randy Cantrell. Greetings and welcome inside the Yellow Studio. I'm your host here, coming to you from Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. You can find the podcast at growgreat.com. The power of being pushed forward. My grandkids, they range in age from 12 down to 4. And sometimes they love nothing better than to get in some kind of a cart, some kind of a contraption, and you will find one of them in the cart, and you will find two or three others pushing. And I don't know. They're kids. They're kids. And while they would all love to be behind the wheel of said cart, they find great enjoyment in either driving or pushing. We all want to be pushed. Remember getting on a swing set? Push me. Somebody push me. Make me go higher. Was Magic Johnson pushed by the likes of Larry Bird and Isaiah Thomas? Were they benefited by competing against him? Did Phil Mickelson push Tiger Woods? Well, does he still push? And vice versa? People playing the same sport but competing. Peers but competitors. Each likely benefiting from the sheer presence of the other, knowing that if they didn't do their best, well, they'd be defeated. It just speaks to the power of positive pressure, but in these cases, it's the competition of the sport. For us, as business owners, we're battling a market. We're battling to hit this trifecta of business building that I talk about, getting new customers, serving existing customers better, not going crazy in the process. Now, we have competitors who want to beat us. And maybe we have competitors that we want to beat. And maybe we're driven to excel because we want to defeat them. But our inner drive to excel needs to be deeper than that. Magic wasn't just driven to defeat his opponents. He wanted to be world class. He wanted to be a champion. And Tiger, well, he's still chasing a record-setting career. What are you chasing? Every human endeavor may involve testing, measuring, changing, trying something else, seeing if that change is working out or not. It's the activity of forward progress. We want to be pushed. Now, we want it to be safe, but we want to be pushed. In the case of professional athletes, the pressure of competition likely provides sufficient inspiration to try different things. You know, maybe it's a new move here or there. It's a different shot. Perhaps even a new strategy to see if it may work against them or if it may work better. And if it does, hey, then work harder to try to master it so you can keep advancing, stay ahead of them, and keep winning. Business owners and entrepreneurs aren't in a business that feels quite as personal as the world of a pro athlete, or being on a swing and having mom or dad push us when we were little, or being like my grandkids, being behind the wheel of some non-motorized cart, and you have to have your cousins push you around. We don't have an opponent on our schedule because every day we face opponents, things that would crush our business, pressures from the market, regulations, relationships, a whole lot more. No sooner do we get one area pretty ironed out than we hit a snag in another area. Opponents are coming from every direction, and we can feel overwhelmed to even spot opportunities. It's the ongoing game of whack-a-mole that every business owner plays, and we all know what that feels like. Our internal motivation is high. If it weren't, we would be doing something different than running our own business. But even our internal motivation can be tested after a while. Energy to move forward, it's often tested, and complacency can settle in. That may not feel like complacency. It may not even look like complacency because it can be really hard to spot, harder still to overcome. Enter the help of others. Enter the help that other people can provide. For us as business owners, the persona of an individual competitor just doesn't quite do the job. But peers do. By surrounding ourselves with peers, other business owners, but not competitors, we're able to experience the push to test, change, measure, move forward. And yeah, like my grandkids, it can be great fun. Being part of a professional peer advisory group brings out our very best. It does for us what Bird did for Magic. But it's very different because it's not at our expense. Magic wanted to win. You know what that meant? That meant that Bird, he had to lose. Sports is a zero-sum game. I win, you lose. We're competing. Business isn't like that. Business isn't a zero-sum game. A group of business owners is gathered. They have agreed that they want to review their financials. And so they have asked a financial accounting guru of sorts to come and join the group for this meeting and to kind of lead the discussion. Everything's confidential. This is a safe place. The members are interested in key numbers and the ratios that would indicate their company's health. Now, most of them admit that they're not as comfortable with this stuff. You know, some are savvier than others because this group is really diverse, but not all of them have any kind of a real strong financial background or knowledge. Some of them admit that they wish they were more fluent in understanding this kind of stuff, but they just don't. And still others admit they're not all that interested in it. And that's the reason they're doing this. Now, most members of this group admit that they're feeling a little bit uneasy. In fact, they all will admit that they're feeling somewhat uneasy about this meeting. This isn't comfortable stuff. It's kind of like showing folks your underwear. It's a level of vulnerability that everybody is feeling to one degree or another, but they know each other, and they know each other well enough to know that nobody is going to judge them, and they trust each other. That's super important. And each of them is in an industry pretty unique to them. And so their profit margins vary wildly. Their net profit percentage and numbers vary wildly. And so do their cost. Well, the financial accounting guru, he begins by telling them about some key numbers that these are numbers that are worth you focusing on. Not just now, but ongoing. And he suggests to them a one-page dashboard. In fact, he even provides a template for them. A one-page dashboard that each of them can craft for their own business by inserting some key numbers. And he explains what these numbers mean so everybody can better understand how those numbers reflect their own company's performance. They learn it's like the dashboard of their car. It indicates what's happening, but only at this very moment. And the moment can change. But watch the numbers long enough, says the expert, and you're likely going to get some sense or of a trend or a direction. Well, they're excited. They're excited about what this push is going to do for them and their business. And so as they dive into their own numbers, each of them kind of working through these exercises presented by the expert, well, they're filled with questions. And the discussion is lively. It's energized by business owners who are sharing. They're asking questions. They're figuring this stuff out, figuring out things to test, to measure, and to change as it relates to their finances. Now, they're all driven to grow by learning and understanding. And many of them admit they've never done anything like this before, not in this arena. Well, at the end of the meeting, they go around the room to provide some feedback on today's session, and every member says it's been one of the most profitable meetings they've ever been in. I don't mean just a meeting of this group, any meeting ever. Almost every member mentions being pushed. Many confess to entering into the meeting, they had some dread. None of them doubt the value of what they've learned. In fact, they want the next meeting to focus on how they can incorporate what they have learned into their weekly management. And so the agenda is set with a unanimous approval to not let this excitement, not let this understanding, not let this learning dwindle. In fact, one member suggests, let's make this a permanent improvement in how we operate our business. They all agree. A private survey at the end of the meeting reveals that these high-achieving, successful business owners would have never done something like this were it not for this group. Wrote one member, never in a million years would I have told you I'd share my financial information, but it was eye-opening. It left me feeling more confident that my company is performing well, but I now know some things I can do to make it perform better. Another wrote, I was quite nervous about this meeting. I wasn't sure how my company would stack up. So happy this happened, though. because my company's success doesn't depend on anybody else. Thank you. Would this have happened without the group? Each member would tell you no, and they all know that they would have lost one of their very best opportunities to grow and to move forward because they each agreed, today, I'm going to let you push and I'm going to steer. Be well, do good, grow great. Again, the website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. Talk to you soon.